sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sound. What up, Knucklehead?
What's up, buddy?
We're welcome. Chuckles. Action-packed today.
Big week last week for you.
Why? Oh, yeah, my son got married.
He did.
What happened?
Congratulations. That looks like we welcomed someone else to the Harris Circle of Trust. So congrats.
Hold on a second.
We inducted her into.
First of all, what's this we and who says you're in it?
Oh, well, I just figured I was in it.
No, you're not in the circle.
I'm not inside the circle.
Were you there Saturday? Were you there?
I was not there.
Then you are not in the circle. I'm sorry, but you are not in the circle of trust.
Well, congrats, Sean and Malia, on a beautiful wedding and a prosperous future.
And how about the person that officiated the wedding?
Oh,
did you catch that out?
Emily, your daughter. It was a family affair.
Emily married him.
I know.
Definitely kind of cool. All right. Scheduled for today's show.
Yes.
We will have not one, not two, not three. Four MMA fighters on today.
What?
Fighting this Saturday. Not one, not two, but three that will be fighting this weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada. UFC 248 will be on the program.
Okay.
Fighting in Bellator next Friday will be one of, well, he is a legendary. He is a Gracie.
Well, that makes him a legend.
It does. We will have not one, but two drivers from next week's St. Pete Grand Prix.
Awesome.
Another legendary name, Graham Rahal, will be on the program.
Is there anything more legendary than a Rahal in racing?
There's a handful.
Waltrip.
Well, Petty.
Petty.
You know, I mean, there's a handful, okay. But Rahal is one of those legendary names.
Sure.
Also on the program, the second St. Pete Grand Prix driver, who, as of right now, will be eating lunch right here next Thursday.
What?
Will be the driver of, now is it, and I'm going to ask him, but I'll pretend like you know.
Okay.
Is it Porsche or Porsche?
I think it's Porsche.
No, if it's Ellen, it's Porsche.
Who's Ellen? The talk show lady?
Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres' wife is Porsche.
Oh, I don't know.
The driver of the number 18 Porsche in the Porsche GT3 Cup will be on the program today.
Okay.
And will be in this facility next Thursday.
Well, then we'll ask him.
With any luck at all, we may have his car in the driveway, too, in the parking lot.
Oh, can we deliver pizzas in it?
I don't know. We'll ask him.
I wonder if it'll keep it, you know, get it there fast enough.
It will be pretty cool. It will be a little emotional. It's the number 18 Staff Zone car.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, it'll be definitely cool. 18 was my dad's favorite
number.
Wow. And that is the number of the Staff Zone driven by Richard Edge.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's exciting to see the Staff Zone on the side of a car.
We'll be on as well. So four MMA fighters, two net car, well, not net car, but stock car, not stock car. It's IndyCar.
Yeah.
Well, Graham's IndyCar. Edge is Porsche. So that really doesn't fall under the Indy. But I'm going to tell them to get down here early.
Okay.
And I will take them on a ride through St. Pete.
Oh, that's cool.
We'll outrun the cops.
Yes.
You know, get down, break down, get the whole thing. Also going to break a bare knuckle fight.
You are going to announce that today.
I do.
Do you know inside information?
People have said to me numerous times, and I don't want to sound like people that have been on the air in the Tampa Bay area, and I'm sure nationwide and worldwide. I know a lot of things. I'm just not allowed to break it.
Right. Sure.
You know, it's not ready or, you know, I know a lot of stuff in a lot of the MMA world, but I have been told that I can break this.
Wow.
And I don't know if we do it now, if we do it in a little bit.
Do the people involved even know about it?
I believe they just found out. I believe they just found out.
Okay.
But I'll throw a little nugget.
All right.
It does involve one of the BKFC world champions.
Oh.
Who will be fighting not next week in Kansas, not the following month in Birmingham, Alabama, but the following month down in Miami.
Miami.
Moons right. over Miami.
Yeah, or moons over Miami.
Okay, how about this? Yeah, I'll even tell you who the champ is.
Okay.
It is Johnny Bedford.
Johnny Bedford's return to the squared circle.
He will be back in action in May. And sometime over the next, I don't know, shortly. We have an hour and 15 minutes. But yeah. Shortly, I will let you know who he is fighting and another devastating fighter. I mean, this is going to be a fun fight to watch.
Okay. Fireworks from the start.
Also, and I don't know if you saw because you didn't respond, our good friend Dave Manley sent me two bobbleheads.
Did he?
So he sent me the Masvidal bobblehead,
okay,
which is now on, you know, the wall of bobbleheads.
Okay.
And then I have the first to receive the next bobblehead.
Really?
It hasn't been announced.
Okay.
So nobody knows.
So you're not going to announce that?
Absolutely not. But I did take a picture of the box, and I said, up for grabs, who do you think it is?
Okay.
Dave Manley will release who the next bobblehead is tomorrow.
Wow.
And then he'll be on the show next week. So, but yeah, it's already there in the display case. I can't take photos of the display case.
That's unbelievable.
You know, because I can't get that out.
That's what a life in radio gets you, the inside track on all the good products coming out and all the info on fights coming up.
I have a food question for you.
Again.
We went to a restaurant right down the street.
Okay.
And we only have a couple minutes so we can hit the break on time and we can get Emily.
Sure.
His first, Emily Wittmeyer, coming up momentarily. If somebody, if food is brought out,
yep,
table of four, food is brought out, takes 3-4 minutes for the server to come back for one of the four people to tell them that the burger was made incorrectly.
Okay.
Was missing items.
Sure.
Bacon. And I believe it was an onion ring.
Okay.
So we're talking 3-4 minutes after the other three people have eaten. They take it back.
Okay.
If you were making this burger, what would you do? If you were the chef, if you were the cook, if you were the line, whatever.
It depends on the customer, really. But, I mean, I would make the onion.
Would you make a new one, or would you send back the old cold one with now an onion, a fresh onion?
I think it depends on where the rest of the group is, you know, because, like, to make a fresh one start to finish, everyone would be done eating, and then another person would get their food by themselves. So if I can make the bacon and onion ring hot, cook it separately and bring it out, I would just add it to the burger that's already there.
So even though the burger would then be cold?
Well, it wouldn't be cold.
All right, let me take it one step further. If that person, let's just say for the sake of this conversation, it was me.
Okay.
And I said I would like one remade.
Sure.
What would you do?
I would probably send out the two items like I did for the first go around. Then I would make a whole brand new one and put it in a to-go container and then serve it to the table so you could either eat it and make it your choice or take it with you and have it for dinner.
The server told the manager what was requested.
Okay.
A fresh burger because I wanted it hot, right? And the manager said, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. And he took two cold onion rings out, put it on top of the burger, and said, here's your burger.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
there's a lot of things I would have done. That is not one of them.
I thought you would get a kick out of it. All right, so let's go hit this first break. Yep. I know it's a couple minutes early. When we come back, we're going to head out to Las Vegas. I did not go out for this one for many reasons. We're going to start off, and what better name than Emily? Spitfire is her nickname. Emily Wittmeyer, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
He's been a good friend of mine, but lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Yes, he's got himself a girl, and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. Yeah, he's holding her.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong. Have you heard about this crazy event called Rugged Maniac? It's coming to Tampa for the first time ever on April 18th. They built this huge adult playground with giant water slides, fire jumps, rope swings, and tons of mud. Then they let 5,000 people party all day at their festival, complete with DJs, interactive games, and tons of craft beer. It's seriously the wildest event coming to Tampa this year, and the best part, there's still space available to sign up. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and secure your spot for their Tampa race on April 18th. Don't miss out. Grab your friends and join the fun.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
Are you a fan of MTV's hit show, The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, April 4th, Challenge Mania Live is coming to the Tampa Improv. You can see cast members from the show live on stage talking about their experience, and you can even party with them before at an exclusive meet and greet. It's at the Tampa Improv on Saturday, April 4th, hosted by three-time champion Derek Kaczynski and his podcast co-host Scott Yeager. They'll feature Mark Long, Killa Cam Williams, Nicole Ramos, and the Final Reckoning champ, Hunter Barfield. Tickets available at ChallengeMania.com. Live.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
All right, we are back live for the pizza. We need to get right into it, but you need to get Terry to do a new line.
Okay, what do you want me to say?
Brother. Well, everything Terry says is brother.
Yeah, but he called himself the GOAT, and no one else could say it but him.
All right, let's go where I should be, but I'm not, in Las Vegas, Nevada, and talk to our first guest of the afternoon. She will be fighting in the octagon this Saturday, Emily Whitmire. Emily, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad. First and foremost, I need to tell you that I don't do a whole lot of research. I like to just have a chat with my guest. But when I jumped on and I looked for about 30 seconds, I got tired just watching you work out.
Yeah, they're all pretty tiring.
Weights, you should have seen it, Matt. It's like all the stuff I dreamed to do, I watched and lived through Emily. Yeah, can you tell us what fight week is like for you?
Fight week's actually kind of like the fun. It's, you know, all the hard work done and over with, like camp, that's the grind of it. So fight week, you're just kind of doing media, working on the weight cut, and, you know, just kind of getting your mind right and getting ready to fight. So that's kind of like the party, the pre-party of the big party.
How much of an advantage, if at all, is it basically fighting at home?
So everyone's a little bit different. I know some fighters, they don't like fighting at home because they feel like you get so used to traveling for fights. And then when you're at home, you're like, wait a minute, it doesn't really feel like I'm going to fight. But I actually have fought here quite a bit. So I fought here a few times as an amateur. And then I did the Ultimate Fighter show here. And then I had my pinnacle. So fighting in Vegas kind of feels more normal to me than it would be to travel, where other people are having to travel usually for their fights. So that's kind of the beauty of living in the fight capital, is you get a lot of opportunity to fight here.
Now, and I hope this isn't too personal of a question, do you do the hotel or do you still stay at the house?
Oh, not personal at all. I actually have been staying at home. I got my dog, and I like my house, so I like staying at home. Where some people, if they fight in their hometown, they still have to go stay at the hotel and get that travel feeling. I will stay at the hotel Thursday night before weigh-in because I want to cut weight at the hotel and not mess up my house. I'll mess up the hotel.
That's smart. You can tell that's a veteran right
that's
there.
That's veteran.
That's definitely
a pro move.
I don't want to do all that laundry after the weight cut.
That's awesome. You know, a lot of times I talk to people and they don't, and I know this sounds silly, but they don't even think people live in Vegas. If they're not in a hotel on the Strip, they're surprised that people even live there. Talk just for a second. I know it's not fight related, but talk about just living in Las Vegas and what that is. And do you stay off the Strip and or do you go to a show from time to time?
I love living in Vegas. So I moved here 6 years ago from Oregon. So I was so ready to get out of the rain and the cold. And living here it's been awesome. I mean, there is the Strip and there's a lot of, you know, fun stuff to go do down there and go to shows. And sometimes it's fun to play tourist, but there's so much stuff to do outside around here. I don't think people realize. You have Red Rock, Valley of Fire. There's actually a bunch of really awesome hot springs you can go to. The Colorado River is one of my favorite places to go paddleboard and swim and chill out. So Vegas has been good to me. Vegas can either go two ways for you. It can either tear you apart or it can lift you up. There's a lot of opportunity here, but I feel like if you didn't ever go through a party phase or anything, when you get here, there's so much opportunity to party that sometimes it kind of takes away from that. But the community around here is pretty awesome. There's almost like 2 million people that live here. So, I mean, it's a big city. It's awesome.
When are you going to open Emily's Travel Agency?
I know, right? I sold it pretty well. I don't know. I definitely have been like throwing around ideas of what I want to do after fighting, but I don't know. It's kind of hard to go from such an extreme, exciting job to figure out something. I don't know. Travel agency could be kind of cool, but I don't know.
Well, and you can still run it out of the house, so you don't have to leave.
Exactly. I'm going to talk on the phone.
There you go. All right, let's talk about Saturday back in the octagon. What can you tell us about your opponent?
My opponent is Poliana Viana. She's a Brazilian girl. She's coming off of 3 fight losing streaks, so I'm pretty sure she's going to come out pretty hungry. I'm coming off a loss too, though, so I think it's going to be a good fight. We're both coming out there with something to prove. She's pretty well rounded. I think she's either really like straight kickboxing or jiu-jitsu and doesn't really wrestle a lot, where I've seen her pull guard a few times, where I'm more of a wrestler, I would say, being at Randy Couture's gym the last, you know, 5.5, 6 years. Is, you know, that's kind of where I've spent most of my time. So I think it's a good matchup. I see why the matchmakers wanted it. And she's always been on my radar. She's always somebody that I've looked at with the potential to fight.
Yeah, and I've heard of that guy's name that you just said as well.
What was that?
I said, and I've heard of that guy, Randy Couture.
Yeah, Randy's been good to me, that's for sure.
He's been good to a lot of people, so that's definitely good to know. What's the funniest, craziest?
Sorry, side note, but he actually like will go play the harmonica some places around Vegas, if you guys didn't know that.
Well, he doesn't just do that in Vegas. We bring him every year to Nashville. We do a big Make-A-Wish event, and every year he gets up on stage with Rascal Flatts and Tommy Thayer from KISS, and every year he's up there with the harmonica.
He's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Funniest, craziest thing that ever happened in the middle of a fight that you're in?
Funniest, crazy thing. I don't think it's funny, but my bra almost got kicked off my last fight. But So that was probably a little crazy, but I don't know. I don't think anything too traumatic happened to me yet.
Have you ever caught yourself, and this is why I asked it, I asked a UFC fighter once, and he said he was fighting Dennis Siever. The corner was talking German, and for about 6 seconds, he caught himself thinking of the movie, what's it?
Inglorious Bastards.
So, I mean, have you ever drifted?
Hilarious.
Have you ever kind of just, you know, spaced out for 2-3 seconds in the middle of a fight?
Oh, yeah, that happened quite a bit. I think I don't have a problem admitting it, but there's a lot of times where you're kind of like so in the moment where you start – like, one fight, I was, like, listening to Daniel Cormier commentate, like, most of the time. And I'm like, why the heck am I listening to Daniel Cormier right now? Or is she listening to my corner, you know? And then you're like, what am I doing? So it's just so loud. And then there's so many people right around the cage that are talking. And so sometimes it is hard to focus on, you know, what your corner's saying because there's just so much stimulation around. But that's pretty funny. There's been times where I hear my corner saying something, or like the other girl's corner saying something, and I want to talk shit. I want to talk back to them and be like shut up. Like I think one time they were like, oh, she's slow, and I wanted to be like, no, I'm not. But you guys keep your mind in the game and not get distracted.
That is awesome. Before we let you go, tell us, what can we expect to see Saturday night?
I think you can expect a little bit of a new fighter out of me. I think I've closed some gaps, and I think it's going to be an exciting fight. I think we're going to be a good fight to watch on the card. I think we're going to be one of the best fights of the night.
I promise I'll watch another one or two of your workouts just so I can get my workout in.
All right.
For coming on, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as I'll get your information and I'll send you and whoever you want to take with you to go see Tenors of Rock out there at Planet Hollywood.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. I used to work at Cabo Wabo at Planet Hollywood, so I'm pretty familiar with the area, so that'll be awesome.
Very cool. Emily, thank you very much, and best of luck. Have fun on Saturday.
Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Out of Extreme Couture.
Love
and
it.
You should, and you wouldn't know, but when Randy first got the gym, it was nice, but it was little. And
right.
Then he expanded. And now he has three full octagons in there.
Wow.
It's impressive. It's part of the fight tour.
Okay.
You know, I always, stick my head in there, and a couple times, Trigg has been there, so, we've reminisced, and definitely a good, cool place to hang out.
I've never heard the strategy of not wanting to cut weight at home to mess up your home or mess up your house, because you know who didn't mess up their house in the weight cut? Davison Figueredo.
Yeah.
Who missed weight by 2 pounds.
And he's plus. Calling himself, not only is he calling himself the champion, but the knucklehead on ESPN called him the champion.
Which knucklehead?
I went to rewind.
Jim Brown? No. Was it Jim Brown?
No, that was UFC 1 when we saw Hoist didn't release. I was a little disappointed in Hoist.
We talk about sportsmanship, and the Godfather didn't let go.
Now, as I was watching, and the guy tapped, and you don't release the first time. You don't release this, until the ref comes over.
Right.
So the ref didn't come over at the very beginning, so I'm okay with that. But after when the ref came over, Hoist still held on.
But isn't that what he was known for? Wasn't he kind of known as being an obnoxious jerk?
No, he's never been really a jerk. No, and he wasn't even known then.
Yeah, but
they didn't even expect him to be in this tournament. They took him because he was the youngest.
And the
he
smallest.
Was the smallest, and he looked the frailest, and
right.
He wears the pajamas, and all that. That would be the
key.
That would be the key.
You wear pajamas, Mr. Harris.
I don't wear pajamas.
No.
I wear a gi more than I wear pajamas. so that tells you how much I wear a gi or pajamas. But it was a little disappointing, seeing that. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
Now, I won't bring it up when his cousin is on later.
Yeah, don't bring that up.
Again, I did my 30 seconds of research, and Robson said that he was intimidated when his cousin walked in the room. It's his cousin. But it's still Hoist. All right, we're going to hit a break, and then I'm throwing you under the bus. Just
again?
So you know, you will be thrown under the bus when we talk to Neil Magny when we return.
Oh, no.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Culver's Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich has just the right amount of heat. Gauge for yourself, hotshot. You'll need our special breading containing a pinch of hot, peppery goodness. Add 1 natural cut chicken breast, plus crisp lettuce and tomato to keep things cool. Then savor that blissful burn.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole perfectly spicy, crispy chicken sandwich thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
The Valspar Championship is back and bigger than ever with Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, and back-to-back defending champion Paul Casey. March 16th through the 22nd at Innisbrook Resort's Copperhead Course. And country music star Chris Young performs Saturday night with special guests Big and Rich, the top golfers in the world, topped off with a day of fun and entertainment for the whole family. The Valspar Championship. For tickets, parking passes, and more, visit valsparchampionship.com.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
It never fails. It never fails. When our guest is already on the line, they play the best music. But if we had time to stall, it would be something I want to get off. All right, remind me later. I have to tell you about the Paul Casey and the tattoo from the Ryder's Cup.
Okay.
Just remind me.
All right.
Let's go back out to Las Vegas, Nevada as we get ready for UFC 248 Saturday night. On the phone with us, Neil Magny. Neil, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. First and foremost, as a veteran, it's always nice to talk to a fellow veteran, and thank you for your service.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
I think what we need to do, you know, you, me, Randy Couture, all these veterans, we need to come up with like an MMA challenge coin.
That would be pretty sweet.
I think I'll look into it. We'll call 72-hour print,
okay,
and we'll try to get some challenge coins.
Sure.
That would definitely be cool. Neil, I always ask athletes, you know, that it's a fine line between, you know, it's a work trip, but it's also you want to enjoy the process. You want to enjoy, and I know you've been involved in MMA a long time. You've traveled the world. How do you walk that fine line of enjoying the process, enjoying a city, but also you're there for a job and that's the fight?
The biggest thing for me is just taking it day by day, moment by moment now. So I remember early on in my career, I used to get so tensed up, like, oh, I'm going for fight week. And the entire time you're just on edge, anticipating what the next thing is going to be and what the next experience is going to be. And then you end up just missing out on all these other opportunities because you're just so worried about what may happen next that you forget to enjoy what's happening now. So now is all about just embracing the moment. I mean, as soon as fight week rolls around, I just start preparing myself mentally for that experience. I mean, everything from packing my bag to kissing my wife and son goodbye, just kind of playing over my mind. I'm just like, all right, here we go. I'm getting this opportunity to go out there and do what I love again. And it just kind of helps switch that mindset and takes the pressure off and helps you be present in the moment and enjoying the moment.
Have you taken the opportunity to go out, not necessarily in Vegas. I know you've been there a lot of times. But, you know, when you've gone to some of the other countries, have you been able to go out and, you know, look around, see a little bit, you know, and just kind of get your mind off of why you're there?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that my coach and I, we do every single time. As soon as we land in country or land in city, one of the first things we do is just get out for a quick walk and just go exploring the neighborhood, exploring the city, and that kind of thing. The only time that it actually bit us in the butt was when I fought in Mexico. My coach and I kind of did this, what we thought was normal. We arrived in Mexico. We left the hotel room, just kind of went walking around the city, just exploring a bit. And the very next day, we get a security brief from the UFC saying, like, hey, guys, don't leave the airport, or I'm sorry, don't leave the hotel without a security escort. There's known cartel in the area, and this isn't the safest place to be walking around alone. And right when they say that, my coach and I look at each other like, that would have been good to know last night, but it didn't hinder us from going out there and experiencing the city. We went out and had a great time, and really enjoyed our time ourselves there.
You know, and I've told the story before, but it's funny, as you're telling that, I went and relived when the UFC was in Rio. Anderson Silva fought Yushin Okami. We were told the same things, you know, don't go out, stay in the hotel. So Dr. Davidson and Chris Lee, who's one of the judges, and myself and my brother, or my trainer's brother, took us to go scale a mountain, and we got pulled over by the police, and how do I want to say it? Ripped off. machine guns and pistols pointed at us. Talk to Dr. D about it. It was an experience. So I guess we should all stay in the hotels, right?
But yeah, I mean, even though it was a shocking experience at the time, I mean, it's a great story down the road, and it's a great experience. I mean, those are things that just wouldn't normally occur to guys had just been staring at the TV in the hotel for 4 days.
Definitely true. Tell us a little bit about your opponent.
Oh, man, I'm super excited to fight Li Jianyang. I mean, this guy has been really active over the last year and a half or so that I've been extremely inactive. So I'm really excited to be able to go out there and test myself against a guy like him. I mean, he's currently riding a 5-fight win streak. He has real good boxing credentials. So I'm super excited about this matchup and about this fight. I feel like fighting a guy who has this kind of momentum, a guy who's this talented, would bring out the best in me. And that's the kind of challenge I look forward to.
You know, I always try to ask all of the fighting athletes, but really all the athletes that I talk to, you know, what are you thinking about? What's going through your mind, in this case, in the middle of a fight? You know, a lot of times, you know, athletes will say my game plan, but really there can't be a game plan when you don't know what the opponent's going to do to you when you first do whatever you're going to do to them.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I had a lot of time off from my last fight. So I had a time to really refocus my skill set, refocus the way I approach a fight, and refocus a lot of different things. So at this point, I think my opponent's going to have a lot more guessing to do about, like, oh, how is Neil going to come out now? What is he going to do different? How is he going to fight? I think he's going to have to worry about that a lot more than I will. And at this point, I'm just so locked in mentally, physically, emotionally that I'm just ready to go out there and react to whatever he may throw at me at this point. And I'm pretty confident I'll be successful at the end of the night.
Have you ever caught yourself drifting in the middle of a fight, you know, kind of thinking about, you know, maybe the family back home? Or I know it's only instant, but for a second or two?
Yeah. I mean, you have a wide variety of thoughts that go through your mind during a fight. I mean, I can remember being in a cage one time, and this is right before the fight started. I walked in, I'm waiting for my opponent to walk in. He's sitting at the base of the cage getting checked by a referee and that kind of thing. And I just happened to look up in the crowd, and I'm like, oh, crap, wait, Mike Tyson is sitting there. Like, and I turn around to my coach, like, coach, look, Mike Tyson is here to watch me fight tonight. How crazy is that? And they're like, yeah, Neil, get back to focus here. Let's go. But it was just a great opportunity, a great experience for me to really be in that moment and be able to see Mike Tyson in the crowd and be able to fight in front of him and that kind of thing. I mean, it was a great thing, and I'm very fortunate to have that experience. And there's been times where the last thing you wanted to do was be in there and fight. I mean, I had a fight where literally 32 hours before, I get phone calls from family members that someone had passed away and that kind of thing. And You're here trying to refocus your mind, refocus your energy, and go out there and focus on the fight in hand, but your mind can't help but drift back and think about that person. So I had a wide variety of emotions and feelings and things that crossed my mind during the fight, but it's a weird thing that I haven't quite figured out yet. Sometimes you're able to use it for good. Other times it just overwhelms you and takes over the fight.
Sure. Now, I understand. Well, not understand. I know you're from Chicago. Are you a baseball fan? Or are you a fan of other sports as well?
Yeah. So I grew up in New York City, went to high school and college out in Chicago. So definitely, I'm an extreme fan of baseball and these other sports. So I definitely do follow other sports other than MMA.
All right, so I was hoping you would say some form of yes to baseball. So, A, are you a Cub or a White Sox? And B, I want your opinion on the Astros.
Sadly, neither fan of the Cubs or the White Sox. Grew up in New York City, I'm definitely a Yankees fan. But the Astros, man, like they've been on a roll lately. I mean, to get as far as they did the last 3 years or so, it's pretty impressive to see. I mean, normally it's the Yankees or the Red Sox who are constantly in the finals for MLB. So it's pretty cool to see the Houston Astros be able to be consistent and shake things up lately.
Well, it's interesting with what happened in the cheating scandal and all that. And I just ironically happened to catch some of the Cubs game. I think it was the day before yesterday. And one of the players was mic'd up. And as he's batting, he's talking to the ESPN commentators saying, I wish somebody would bang on a trash can so I'd know what the pitch is coming.
Oh, jeez.
Which was pretty funny. It was definitely funny. 10 years as a professional, how has the sport, how has the training for you personally changed over the 10 years?
Well, I mean, the training in sport has evolved so much. I mean, you watch the noise that Conor McGregor was able to come to sport and make. You watch the momentum that Ronda Rousey was able to generate towards female fighters. I mean, these are amazing changes that I was able to experience throughout my time of competing in MMA over the last 10 years, and it's pretty great to see. I mean, MMA is becoming one of those sports that is recognized worldwide, and we're getting to the point that we're being treated like other professional athletes. So it's really cool to see the progression of MMA. And I'm excited to see how much further we can go as an MMA community.
Saturday night, back in the Octagon in Las Vegas, what can we expect to see?
Oh, fireworks. I know it's not 4th of July just yet, but fireworks. This is my first fight back after a 60-month layoff, so I'm super eager to get out there and just remind the fans, remind the other fighters, like, holy crap, Neil Magny is back. So it's going to be a nonstop action-packed night for me.
Good stuff. Looking forward to it. Neil, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold and get your address so we can send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong for giving us a couple minutes of your time today.
Oh, awesome. Really appreciate that.
Talk to you soon. That is a fellow veteran. I'm going to look into those challenge coins.
Yeah.
I think it'll be cool.
Are you not breaking any like kind of, what do they call it?
Rules?
Yeah, rules.
Written
or trademarks.
No,
or
not at all. No.
Infringement of any sort of.
No.
I mean, what would you call it? Like, you can't call it a UFC coin. You can't.
Well,
call
no,
it...
I would never do that anyway. I would call it a challenge. It could be a knockout radio, or it could just be an MMA.
That'd be cool.
You know, maybe a knockout radio challenge coin.
That'd be cool.
You know, but I want the veteran portion.
So how would you earn them? What would be like the?
I don't know. I'll have to think about it because I want it to be
special.
Special.
Unique. And
do I just give it to vets?
Because if somebody gives you like a wooden coin, it's like a secret society kind of thing where you have to go in a dungeon and like. You know, disappear for 3 days.
Been there, done that.
Light a candle.
I've been there, done that. I've already, I've been there, done that. You know, but, initiations and all sorts of things are crazy.
Right.
You know, I'm a Mason. So when I went through that, a little bit crazy.
Sure.
Navy. Military. All military.
Fraternity.
Fraternities, sororities.
Yeah. I learned something from Neil that I didn't know.
Well, I'm sure you learned a lot from
Neil. I went to Southern Illinois University, which is SIUC. Right. And he went to SIUE, which is Edwardsville, which is a sister campus of the main campus. I assume we had the same mascot. I did not know that their mascot was Eddie the Cougar. So now I know.
Interesting. With that, we're going to hit a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little racing. Gear up, because next week, the St. Pete Grand Prix downtown, the course is up. We're going to be, well, at least I am, on Wednesday. I'll be doing the go-kart. I'll try to keep my phone in my pocket this time.
I'm going to get another trophy.
So, yeah, make believe like you won, even though you took fourth. I'm going to videotape again the slowest driver I've ever seen in my life.
But believing in yourself is half the battle.
I truly believe that my dead relatives drive faster than you.
I look up and I see Mike Tyson in the crowd watching me, you're going to know there's something special.
Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. Have you heard about this crazy event called Rugged Maniac? It's coming to Tampa for the first time ever on April 18th. They built this huge adult playground with giant water slides, fire jumps, rope swings, and tons of mud. Then they let 5,000 people party all day at their festival, complete with DJs, interactive games, and tons of craft beer. It's seriously the wildest event coming to Tampa this year, and the best part, there's still space available to sign up. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and secure your spot for their Tampa race on April 18th. Don't miss out. Grab your friends and join the fun.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style. Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
I love you, baby. And if it's quite all right, I need you, baby.
They had a look, an attitude, and a sound like no other. Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America.
Jersey Boys, Broadway's Tony Award-winning best musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Coming to the Straz March 13th through 15th for five shows only. Tickets at strazcenter.org.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
All right, we're back here live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street here in St. Pete. St. Pete Grand Prix right around the corner.
It is.
We will talk about the tattoo.
Okay.
Paul Casey told a story. I was at the media day the other day at Valspar. So we'll get to that.
Okay.
But I've always thought it was silly you know, the this is, I don't give me a name, Jeff Gordon, driver of the Budweiser 42 car. Right. Or, you know, this is Awesome Bill from Dawsonville, which is my favorite one of all time. But now I think it's kind of cool. You know why?
No.
Because on the phone with us right now is the driver of the number 18 Staff Zone car.
Now it's cool.
Mr. Richard Edge. Edge, what's up?
Yes. How are you, Randy? Yep. Good to talk to you.
I am fine. Looking forward to the race coming to town, and more importantly, you and the team coming down. Tell us a little. Well, first and foremost, is it Porsche or is it Porsche?
It is without a doubt Porsche.
Porsche. Oh.
See, I wasn't sure. I didn't know if it was just Ellen went with Porsche and everybody else had the Porsche. So, all right, Porsche.
No, you got your German enthusiasts will get a little bit irked if you if people say Porsche.
Oh.
How long have you been driving, and how much do you know about the St. Pete Grand Prix and the course that you're going to be driving next week?
So to start, I'll start the last one first. The not much about the St. Pete Grand Prix. I know about the race, but I've never raced on the circuit, as this is the first time that IMSA's GT3 Cup. They've actually secured it. So this first time the series will be down there next weekend. So I'm looking forward to it, but I would bet that almost all the drivers are a little bit nervous because it's kind of a dangerous circuit. It's a lot of concrete walls. It's a street circuit. So it's going to be lacking grip. And it's also a place that not many people have been, at least in the GT3 Cup. So I'm looking forward to it, excited, but at the same time, a little nervous, if I'm being honest.
Not to scare you at all.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get back to the second question in a second, but not to scare you at all. I've seen you jump off the top of the stratosphere, but Matt, you almost died on that course.
I did. I have been off-road on this course where we cut a corner a little too short and lost control in the grass. But it wasn't in a Porsche. It was in BMW.
I don't know. It was in one of the race cars.
What turn was that? Do you mind me asking?
Do you remember?
I don't know.
We'll be down there on Wednesday. It's a media go-kart race that we do every year. So we'll go find out what turn it is.
Yeah.
But you guys get practice time and all that kind of stuff on the track, right?
Yeah, we do. And typically, this is a little different since we're with IndyCars. We're actually with IndyCars again at Barber, which is race two. So we don't get as much time. Typically, we come in the Wednesday before there's a whole promote day. And this extra practice time. And it's a time where you can actually mess around with setup and you have all day to work with it and get the car set up correctly. Whereas this time we come in and we go directly to, you know, two practices and then qualifying. And as we prepare for two races, I believe one on Saturday and one on Sunday, just before the actual, you know, main event, which is the IndyCar race.
Now, you and I have talked obviously many times over the years. This is Knockout Radio. Main love, obviously, is the UFC. Talk about the relationship that you have with, I believe, a UFC fighter that drives as well.
Yeah, absolutely. My buddy Rafael, I believe his last name is pronounced Asuncao, but I could have blown that. But, yeah, he races in some of the PCA club racing, and he races with our team, the ACI Motorsport. And I believe he's got a pretty big fight coming up against Cody somebody, what's the last name?
Garbrandt.
Cody
Garbrandt, Columbus.
Yeah, exactly. So he's really excited about that. In fact, last time we were racing together was just about a month ago down at Sebring, and he was on full training. So he had brought his own meals and was really getting excited for that. So I'm looking forward to supporting him. I wish I could go. I think it's in Columbus. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah, it's in Columbus at the end of the month, and I'm going, and hopefully we'll have him on the air, and we can, you know, talk about you and talk about driving and all that kind of stuff as well. You know, talk to me for a second about, you know, you have a regular job. You have, you know, other regular things. Driving isn't your main job. It may be your main love, but it may not be your main job. Talk about, you know, shuffling that, you know, the passion of driving and how serious you need to be driving that number 18 Staff Zone car and your everyday life of family and job.
Yeah, it's you have to balance it. I mean, it takes a lot of time to drive. And as far as a business goes, you are looking for sponsors. But at the end of the day, I am more classified as a gentleman driver, so I can't quit my day job. It's not going to pay the bills. So, you know, Staff Zone, your brother, that whole company has really done me a service by sponsoring. They're my primary sponsor, and I got several other sponsors. But I have to spend a lot of time, so I'd really call it a second job. It's a passion for sure, and it's a way that I really can decompress from my main job, and it's really one of the only things I've found where I can just be 100% focused, you know, in the car, because you have to be. I mean, when you're going around a track in a GT3 Cup car, you are just 100% focused. Your mind cannot drift at all. Because we race with no nannies, meaning no ABS, no traction control, et cetera. So, you know, and it's a rear engine, so it's just really rear biased as far as, like, weight. So the car can get away from you quite easily. So to drive it at the limit, lap after lap, as the tire's degrading over a 45-minute race, it takes a lot of focus. But it's weird because that's kind of where I can relax if it's even possible. It might sound like an oxymoron, but I really can. It's like the only time I can actually relax and just do something that I love to do and not think about anything else that might be stressful in the world right now.
What can I tell people? You know, I made up something, and I'll tell you what it is in a minute, you know, as I'm talking about, mm-hmm. you know, driving. And I once told somebody that called into the show that you guys eat Hot Pockets. You know, drivers have a microwave where the glove compartment used to be, that in the middle of the race, if you guys get, you know, hungry or whatever, that you can pop in a Hot Pocket and grab something to eat. So give me a new updated mm-hmm. something that I can tell people.
Well, I mean, generally speaking, when you can do a whole stint in a race, whether it's in an enduro, for example, or even for 45 minutes, if it's hot, you can drop 7 pounds. So you literally lose that much weight because it's still hot in the race car. There's some of the better technologies can have more driver cooling suits and things like that. But in general, if your heart's going a mile a minute, and you're dropping serious weight. So there's no Hot Pockets, but you do stay hydrated in there. That, you know, you'll have your water and all that. But, you know, overall, it's like working out for 3 straight hours, you know, at, you know, 150 beats per minute.
How long did it take you to be comfortable in the car? I did one of the Richard Petty ride-alongs, and, you know, I'm up against mm-hmm. a wall, I'm locked in. You know, how long did it take you to get comfortable, you know, in the compact vehicle of being protected and helmets and all that stuff?
Not that long. I started actually racing in 2017. And before that, maybe for 4 or 5 years was doing track time. So I've raced at Daytona 9 times. And, you know, that's a little unique track because of the oval itself and the banking. It is so much fun. But it's interesting. It probably took 6 months of really getting in that shell or that tub or chassis, you know, where you really compact. But when you see things on TV, like what happened recently, you know, in the NASCAR race, you realize how safe these cars have become. And as crazy as it is, I feel pretty safe regardless of what can happen at a track like St. Pete with all that concrete. And there probably will be an accident or two with these GT3 Cup cars. So, you know, I'm just hoping to avoid it, but I'm not at all worried about the safety inside the car. So I'm pretty used to the confines of the car. And that's interesting because I'm actually claustrophobic, generally speaking.
You know, let me ask you this finally, you know, before we let you go, and I'm mm-hmm. looking forward to, you know, to getting to town. How offensive yeah. is it to you as a driver, you know, when you're talking to fans, or, you know, you hear from fans all the time that they watch, you know, mainly NASCAR, but they watch car racing for the wreck, not necessarily for the race?
Yeah, it's interesting. I get it. I mean, it does make it exciting. You don't want that. And there's rules in place for GT racing for blocking. For example, you can't react to a competitor trying to, let's say he's getting abreast alongside you. You can't react to that and block him. You'll get a drive-through penalty for that, at least in GT racing. But at the same time, you know, the old saying, rubbing's racing, and that's very true. I mean, to run up front, and to do it consistently, you're going to end up having paint contact. So, you know, and I don't want to have it out there, but I do get that it's exciting for fans, you know, because just watching, you know, car after car go by without any side-by-side racing, it's not as much fun. And when you're doing side-by-side racing in a spec car where the engine's the same and it's all about the driver, it's going to invariably lead to some contact, which is going to, you know, you might punch somebody off and they might hit a wall or a tire wall. And you first hope for their safety, but, you know, it makes for sometimes good television. So I understand that.
And I guess the saying is better them than you, right?
Yeah. So I'm hoping to avoid that because it's pretty expensive when these expensive race cars hit things. It is not cheap.
Richard, thank you very much for your time. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week, as well as we're going to put you on hold and send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong for giving us a couple awesome. Minutes of your time today, and we'll be having pizza next Thursday here at Torta Pizza.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to seeing you, Randy.
Take care. That is Richard Edge. You're on. That is Richard Edge, the driver of the Staff Zone, number 18. And again, kind of cool, Staff Zone. It's the 18, you know, which is was my dad's favorite number. So with that said, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Second hour just as packed as the first. This is Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.